Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
I've been waiting for years to buy a brand.
You hear a lot about net neutrality, but it's not. That's just not what it sounds like. It just isn't. You know, you would think it was a good thing. Oh, it sounds very mundane, but it's not. In fact, it's quite the opposite. My next guest, Fred Campbell, is the Director of Technology, a Senior Policy Advisor with Wireless 2020, and an Adjunct Professor in the Space, Cyber, and Telecommunications Law Program at the University of Nebraska's College of Law. Fred, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Glad to have you here. All right, so Ajit Pai is the FCC Chair, and Twitter allowed all of these hateful tweets to come out, and he called them out by name. When it comes to a free and open internet, Twitter is part of the problem. Hi, said attacking the internet edge company content provider for hiding behind net neutrality rules to implement an aggressive plan to censor conservatives and libertarians. I never thought I would see the day in America where I had to worry about censorship because I'm right of center, and therefore am I going to be censored under so-called net neutrality. Now, for our listeners that still remained a little bit confused about the whole net neutrality thing, what is net neutrality by definition? Because it's not exactly what it would seem, now is it?
Yeah, net neutrality, as enacted by the Federal Communications Commission, is a set of rules that require your local internet service providers to treat all traffic identically, all the same. But they don't govern anything that the Twitters and Amazons of the world do.
And now, why is that?
Well, it was a concept that was invented by those Silicon Valley companies and, you know, they're big supporters to Democratic cause and were instrumental in getting President Obama elected. So I've always believed that this was sort of a gift from the Obama administration to Silicon Valley.
So let me just so I'm clear on this. Net neutrality, basically treat you and I and everybody else exactly the same. I don't get an advantage over you, you over me, but people like Twitter, Amazon, Google, all of these big alphabet companies, they get all sorts of preferential treatment, and they can censor you and I along the way.
Yeah, and Twitter has been caught censoring, you know, it will delete accounts and censor things that it doesn't agree with, and yet at the same time, it hasn't done much, if anything, about all the racist and violent attacks against Trump's FCC chairman.
So net neutrality is going to be taken out. When net neutrality goes away, what will it mean for the internet? Where will we be?
Well, it won't mean a whole lot. There was no net neutrality until 2015, at least with the way the current rules are. And I think, you know, the internet did just fine for its first 20 or 30 years, and it'll go back to being just fine. But it'll be more level playing field amongst all the various internet companies, and we'll see some investment return. But for the average user, things will be pretty much as they've always been.
Yeah, Pai said this, Twitter is the lead offender using algorithms to block speech that they consider to be offensive. Now, let me ask you something about that. I don't like censorship at all, but on the same token, I don't want to see innocent people beheaded by ISIS, for example. Is there a place that some of these videos should be screened, censored, eliminated potentially, or should it just be open all the time?
Well, and so that should really be the choice of, you know, the individual viewers, in my view. And the technology exists out there to, you know, give people the ability to prevent some of those, you know, more obscene videos and the like from appearing on their computers. But the question is, do we want the folks at Twitter making that judgment? And the next thing is, judgment based on what?
More frightening than that to me, if I may, Professor. More frightening to me is the idea that Twitter or Facebook or any other social media department will decide for me what's news and what's fake news and edit the news as they see fit. I think that the great thing about the internet is you can find all sorts of things. Now, some of it may be garbage, but I should be smart enough to figure out on my own what's true, what's not true, compare a few different sources if I'm looking at a certain topic. But it does greatly concern me that you have these folks at Twitter and Facebook think that they will decide what's news, what's fake news, and decide for me.
Well, Well, and they're already starting to do that. And, in fact, that's been one of the things the Obama administration called for, you know, in its last term was, hey, you guys need to do more to censor the Internet and get rid of these harmful things. And the really harmful things like ISIS were used as the justification. And I think most people would agree we don't need that kind of video in our homes. But what they've done is they're now using it to censor those who hold viewpoints on the right and using it for political purposes.
Well, I agree with that. So where do we go from here then? When you know, these death threats that continue, I mean, can you imagine if there were death threats against Barack Obama's chair of the FCC or anybody else for that matter? It's always, I don't know, it's always somewhat sanitized, smoothed over, ignored maybe is a better word when these kind of death threats and, you know, terrible things are said about those on the right. But if it was said about those on the left, you know, they'd be screaming like smashed cats.
Absolutely. There'd be outrage. But, you know, it was groups on the left that have encouraged this kind of fanatical behavior about net neutrality in the first place. So, of course, they're not going to call out their own, if you will. And, in fact, they've tended to encourage this kind of thing, because if they can't win on the merits, if they can't win on the policy and the logic, the ends justify the means for them,
so
I guess.
This actually sounds like the direct descendant of something like the Fairness Doctrine, which would have required radio stations and networks like this one to play some 3 hours of opinions from the left. If I did 3 hours of opinions from the right, the fairness, they call it, the euphemisms they come up with are spectacular. The Fairness Doctrine, basically, Air America and other liberal talk show networks couldn't compete, so they'll have to ram them through and force them on the people type thing. I'll give you quickly the last word, Professor.
Yeah, well, this is the worst version of the Fairness Doctrine, because it makes one side be fair, but the Silicon Valley companies, who are largely Democrats and Democratic supporters, don't have any fairness requirements at all.
They get to do what they please. Professor Fred Campbell from the University of Nebraska and Director of Tech Knowledge, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
Every day, more than 1 million Michigan students get up in the morning and go to school, community college, or university. Teachers and professors greet them in classrooms from Monroe to St. Joe, Novi to Ironwood, ready to fill them with knowledge. The bus drivers make sure they get to school safely. The cooks prepare a nutritious lunch. The bookkeepers make sure the bills are paid. The custodians keep the schools safe and clean. These education employees are everyday heroes, and Mesa is honored to be their health plan of choice. We strive to provide education employees with affordable options for high-quality health care. Our award-winning staff helps them navigate the complex world of healthcare, staying on the phone as long as needed to answer questions. We're a nonprofit created by school employees, and we know the tough challenges our members face in classrooms, buses, and school buildings. And we know they're real, everyday heroes. For 56 years, Mesa has given Michigan education employees peace of mind. Our quality coverage gives them security, and our people make them smile. Online at mesa.com.